Om Shanti. 27th February 2019, Wednesday. Today's blessing from Sakar Murli. May you be a knowledgeable soul who transforms wrong into right with the light and the might of knowledge. May you be a knowledgeable soul who transforms wrong into right with the light and might of knowledge. It is said, knowledge is light and might. If they have light, that is enlightenment, as to this is wrong or this is right, this is darkness or this is light, this is wasteful or this is powerful, then those who understand something to be wrong would not be inclined to perform wrong acts or have wrong thoughts. Knowledgeable souls mean those who are sensible embodiments of knowledge. They can never say, it should have been like this, for they have the power to transform wrong into right. So Baba is quoting an aphorism, knowledge is light and knowledge is might. Knowledge is light and knowledge is might. If you have light, you know that something is wrong, something is right. You know that something is wasteful, something is powerful. You know that something is darkness and something is light. And those who understand something to be wrong would not be inclined to perform wrong acts or have wrong thoughts. Knowledgeable soul means those who are sensible embodiments of knowledge. They can never say that it should have been like that, for they have the power to transform wrong to right, wasteful to powerful, darkness to light. So Baba wants us to become knowledgeful. And knowledge has been compared to light, and knowledge has been compared to might. I think probably in the Western philosophy, it was Francis Bacon who had said for the first time in one of his essays, knowledge is power. One of the most powerful thing in the world is knowledge. Why knowledge is power? Because the moment any weak person becomes knowledgeful, suddenly he is a changed man. Suddenly, the weakness is gone and he talks sense. And whatever thoughts that come out from a knowledgeable person, they have got long-lasting effect on the masses. And it is a personal experience that when we are ignorant of something, we commit mistakes. So that's why Baba is saying, this knowledge is might, this knowledge is strength, this knowledge is energy, this knowledge is power. This knowledge is also light. That means ignorance is darkness. And what are the things that happen in darkness? Fear. When there is a darkness, we are fearful. So darkness induces a sort of fear. Confusion. When there is a darkness, we don't know which way to go. When there is a darkness, what else happens? Upheavals. I am asking of gross darkness. Suppose imagine there is a darkness, dark room or a dark jungle and you are walking through it. So what things happen? You stumble. Darkness, you do not see what hurdles are in front of you. So in darkness, you stumble many times. You may stumble on the same hurdle because you even do not know the path. So darkness makes you wander. Darkness make you to go around. Darkness is like maze. You are lost. You are caught. It's a whirlwind. What else? In darkness, what happens? You can't see anything. Your destination is just in front of you. But you are depressed because you have walked along and you have found it very difficult. The journey was big. For example, there was a man walking through the jungle. He was tired. It was dark. Darkness there. And as he was walking, suddenly he slipped. And he knew that he couldn't see, there was a pit darkness below. And he just caught hold of one twig of tree. And he held that twig very tightly. It was cold. It was darkness. And nothing was visible. And he knew that if he let go of that twig, he is gone. There is a chasm down. He didn't know where he will fall. It looks like a deep, abysmal pit where he was hanging. Whole night somehow he kept on holding that twig of a tree, fearful, all sweating, even though there was cold, his hands frozen, and he didn't know what to do. Crying, beseeching, no help from anywhere. It was utter darkness and silence there. And then, after spending the whole night like that, and when there was sunlight and the rays of the dancing sun fell on his face, he looked down and there was a land there. Just 7 feet below, there was a land. And he kept on holding that twig, thinking that I don't know, if I let go of this twig, I may fall down and I will die. So darkness induces fear. So darkness, you wander. Darkness, you stumble around. Darkness, you can't see. Darkness, you are confused. Darkness, what else? What else happens in darkness? If you search, you can't get. Okay. What else? There's a darkness. Okay. Delusions. If there is a dimness, this is a most often quoted phrase in Vedantic literature, that there is a rope, but you feel it is snake. Rajju sarp. You are deluded. It's an illusion. You feel it is, for example, in Mount Abu, when you walk alone in darkness, you feel that everything is a bear. Every dark object is a bear. You get down, what is that? Or if it is a rock, a dark rock, you feel some bear is sitting there. You know? So, there's a confusion and you mistake things for something else. So darkness is really very dangerous. Loneliness. It induces a sense of loneliness also. Depression. You feel sorrow. When person is melancholic, he feels like to go in darkness and sit and not talk with anyone. It's a sign of sorrow. And you're vulnerable. Okay. You're vulnerable. So a sense of vulnerability arises. You don't know when you would get harmed. Somebody might be hiding in bushes to attack you. Because when you are alone and in dark, you become all the more vulnerable and robbers may attack you anytime. Because there is none with you. And it's good for them that there is a darkness. So you get caught unawares. So many things happen in darkness. Now, there is a room or there is a fort. In that fort, nobody has entered from last 1000 years. And there is stark darkness. And you are in that room or that fort and you want to dispel that darkness out. What you will do? Will you bring enemy, army? Are you going to fight darkness? Are you going to push this darkness out of this room? This darkness is staying here for such a long time. And my fight is with darkness. I want to remove this darkness. Let me bring my enemy, army. Let me bring weapons. Let me push this darkness. What I should do to remove this darkness? There is a darkness, I want to remove it. And darkness is staying there for 1000 years. It's not staying for 1 or 2 days, for a long time. What should I do? Just a candle is enough to dispel the darkness, because darkness is nothing but the absence of light. So knowledge is that light. If there is confusion in life, probably we are in the dark. If we are stumbling again and again, probably we are in the dark. If we are vulnerable, probably we are in the dark. If we are not understanding what to do and what to do, what not to do, probably we are in the dark. If there is a fear, if there is a hidden fear, consternation and phobias in the mind, probably we are in the dark. If we are not understanding, if we are not seeing things conspicuously, if things are not as crystal clear as they were once upon a time, probably we are in the dark. Spiritual darkness. In Christianity it is called the dark night of the soul. The dark night of the soul. And every soul passes through that dark night. And then only soul realizes the importance of light. So, if any of these things are happening, probably we are in the dark. And the irony of the thing is that we don't want to accept that we are in the dark. And when we accept this, that really I have not understood things, I am really in the dark, then the journey towards the light starts. Swami Vivekananda has said somewhere, we do not progress from darkness to light. He said, we don't progress from darkness to light. He said, we progress from lesser light to higher light. From lesser light to higher light. So this is our journey. From Tamsoma Jyotirgamaya. From this tamas, from this darkness, from this abysmal pit of darkness, we come to the light. So knowledge is that light. When we understand knowledge in this light, that yes, this knowledge which Baba is giving is light, and it should enlighten me. And it should dispel all the fears, all the darkness, all the confusions, all the delusions, hallucinations, all the illusions, all the perverted perspectives and viewpoints. So bring knowledge, darkness will go away. Knowledge is might. So bring knowledge, the weakness will go away and power will come. One is weak till the time when one doesn't know who I am. The moment one realizes who he is, automatically the weakness goes away. A knowledge is sort of, it's something that fills you with power suddenly. For example, there was a king and he got angry with his son and he ousted the son. Asked the son to, he banished him from the kingdom. And the son left the kingdom. He had no money and he started doing some job, some work, some menial work, and he couldn't get any success. Ultimately he started begging. So for 10 years he kept on begging. He lived his life as a beggar. And the king on the other side was getting old and he realized his mistake and there is no heir. So he thought, let me forgive my child and call him back. So he tells the minister to search him and get him back. The minister starts searching the son everywhere. He couldn't find. He goes to another kingdom, another place. And one day as the minister was going through his chariot, he sees a young man begging there. And the moment he sees that young man, he realizes this is the same prince, crown prince. And he goes to that. By the time the son had totally forgotten everything about his royal lineage, and he started literally considering himself as a beggar, and he's begging. So the moment the minister comes and he tells him, oh, you are a prince. And he looks at the minister and he suddenly recognizes, yo, he is our minister. And this very moment, this beggar who was just about to beg, he throws that begging bowl. He stands like this and says, where are my kingly dress? Bring that immediately. And immediately the new dress are born. He says, where is my army? And the army is there. And where is my chariot? And immediately it sits on the chariots and he arrives as a prince. Sudden recall. And he is established back into his royal nature. So knowledge lifts you from forgetfulness. The spark of knowledge, the energy of knowledge. We need to understand the more and more. That's why in this university, the first subject is knowledge. It is not yoga. It is not dharana. And it is not service at all. The first subject is knowledge. So our maximum focus should be on understanding this knowledge. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, this is definitely a difficult path. But yes, you have to do it. Just as those gurus tell their disciples, go and tell the rosary for 100 times. Go and sit in some cottage. And he does, though it is difficult. So that is bhakti. Here it is jnana. So here also it is difficult, but then you have to do it. Because the result, the fruit would be nectar. The journey starts as poison, ends as nectar. So know knowledge as light. The light that will dispel darkness, the might that will help you get rid of weakness. And the third thing is everything wrong that you have done. Knowledge will help you correct the wrong things. Now, the next question is how to set things right. How to set things right. Something wrong has happened. You want to correct it now. Some mistake has happened. Some blunder you have committed. And now you want to correct it. So what are the ways? How do we correct our wrongdoings? Yes. Take lesson from the mistakes. Awareness, realization. Okay, so first starts with awareness or realization of our mistakes. That this something which I did was not as per the Srimad. The most important thing when we do any mistake is to read the instruction manual. To read the instruction manual. Because every machine comes with an instruction manual. If you feel something is going wrong with that machine, with that computer, bring that instruction manual and read. What is the spiritual instruction manual? Murli is the spiritual instruction manual. Srimad is the instruction manual. Verify. Life of Brahma is the instruction manual. Life of many of the seniors is the instruction manual. Okay. Our own perfect form is the instruction manual. Our own future goal is the instruction manual. Our own deity form, our own worship worthy form is the instruction manual. Our own would-be form of an angel is the instruction manual. Our own heart is the instruction manual. Our own conscience is the instruction manual. Gyan is the instruction manual. Situations also. So, when you are in confusion, when you want to set things right, you need instruction manual. So read instruction manual. Ask others, what is the path? Ask Baba, ask others. Go to the experienced and matured souls who would guide, who would tell from their own experience what things should be done and what not should be done. So, reading, asking, getting aware of things, and if there is a wrong, repent. Ask for pardon, apologize, and most important than any other thing is, forgive yourself. Many souls have not forgiven themselves. They carry a strong sense of hatred for their own wrongdoings. And they are suffering from guilt consciousness. This guilt consciousness is a very dangerous thing. Very, very dangerous things. And for every small thing, one feels guilty. Yesterday I met one sister after the class, last night's double foreigners class. And she was saying, this guilt consciousness is there in me for every small thing. I want to go to purchase something. I know I should not go today, I should go tomorrow. Okay. She goes, she purchases that thing, brings that home back, and it is broken. And now he thinks, she thinks, this should not have happened. I should not have gone. Suppose there are two ways to go. One is this side, another is from below. To enter Pandu Bhavan's gate. Okay. So this is a small thing, but it is a confusion. Should I go this way or that way? I think let me go this way, but then I think let me go that way. I go that way, I fall down. And there is a guilt conscious. Why did not I listen to my conscience? So for every small thing, There's a guilt consciousness, and that becomes an habit. And that is applicable to all spheres of life, all dimensions of life. So this is a very dangerous thing. One must learn to forgive oneself. No matter. There are bigger sinners than you in the world. You are not the only one. Otherwise, this guilt consciousness corrodes the mind. It eats it internally. To set things right, get aware of the mistakes, learn from the mistakes. It's not that. It's not a sin to commit mistake. But not to learn from it is a mistake, is a sin. Not to learn from mistakes. Somebody has got up, has missed Amrit Vela. I may not call it sin, but if he misses Amrit Vela the next time, definitely it is a sin. First time it was not, but second time it is. Because then you have not learned. You have not stopped. You have not spent some time in reflection. And more time should be spent in silence and solitude and in self-contemplation, self-analysis, soul-searching, self-accounting, self-introspection, self-retrospection, self-understanding, self-remembering. Then only one can get rid of mistakes. So, these are the things from today's Murli. Knowledge is light. Knowledge is might. What it does, where there is a weakness, it gives power. It helps you get rid of weakness. Where there is a darkness, it helps you come in light. And whatever wrong things, it helps you to set them right. And what Baba is saying is, knowledgeable soul is one. For they have the power to transform wrong into right. Transform wrong into right. The moment you realize that you are wrong, you must set it right. For example, in one church, there was a discourse going on, and the priest was speaking, giving discourse, and one man came and sat on the front row, and suddenly he opened his shoes, and there was a smell. His socks were stinking. He opened the shoes in the middle of the discourse. That was intolerable to the priest, but he didn't say anything because the speech was going on and everybody was distracted. He was looking what has happened. After some time, he removed his socks also. And this was too much. When such a lecture is going on and everybody was unhappy, unpleasant smell, and the priest, the father, he stopped in between and asked the man, "Brother, was it urgent? Couldn't you do it after some time?" The man said, "The moment I came and sat here, I realized that I have worn my socks upside down. And that's why I removed my shoes first and I set my socks right. Because you only taught just now. The moment you realize that something is going wrong, you must set that thing right immediately. And that's why I did it." So the moment you realize anything has gone wrong, no matter where you are sitting, no matter what is the time of the day, no matter what are the circumstances, no matter whichever place you are, whichever people you are, you must set yourself right immediately. So that is the principle. Don't wait. Don't wait for the lecture to finish. You may not leave by then. So, you must set yourself right, correct, as early as possible, as bring yourself back to the path of righteousness. From the path of unrighteousness, from the path of iniquity, from the path of sin, from the path of breach of Srimad. Come back to the light, and knowledge is light, and knowledge is might. Om Shanti.